Chapter 3. The Lawrence Boy.
Joe! Joe! Where are you?
Cried Meg at the foot of the garret stairs.
Here!
Answered a husky voice from above, and running up, Meg found her sister eating apples and crying over the air of Redcliffe, wrapped up in a comforter on an old three-legged sofa by the sunny window. This was Joe's favorite refuge, and here she loved to retire with half a dozen russets and a nice book to enjoy the quiet and the society of a pet rat who lived nearby and didn't mind her a particle. As Meg appeared, Scrabble whisked into his hole. Joe shook the tears off her cheeks and waited to hear the news.
Such fun! Only see! A regular note of invitation from Mrs. Gardiner for tomorrow night!
Cried Meg, waving the precious paper, and then proceeding to read it with girlish delight.
Mrs. Gardiner would be happy to see Miss March and Miss Josephine at a little dance on New Year's Eve. Marmy is willing we should go. Now what shall we wear?
What's the use of asking that when you know we shall wear our poplins because we haven't got anything else?
Answered Joe with her mouth full.
If only I had a silk, sighed Meg. Mother says I may when I'm 18, perhaps, but 2 years is an everlasting time to wait.
I'm sure our pops look like silk, and they are nice enough for us. Yours is as good as new, but I forgot the burn and the tear in mine. Whatever shall I do? The burn shows horridly, and I can't take any out.
You must sit still all you can, and keep your back out of sight. The front is all right. I shall have a new ribbon for my hair, and Marmy will lend me her little pearl pin. And my new slippers are lovely, and my gloves will do, though they aren't as nice as I'd like.
Mine are spoilt with lemonade, and I can't get any new ones, so I shall have to go without,
said Jo, who never troubled herself much about dress.
You must have gloves or I won't go, cried Meg decidedly. Gloves are more important than anything else. You can't dance without them, and if you don't, I should be so mortified.
Then I'll stay still. I don't care much for company dancing. It's no fun to go sailing round. I like to fly about and cut capers.
You can ask Mother for new ones. They are so expensive, and you are so careless. She said when you spoilt the others that she shouldn't get you any more this winter. Can't you fix them anyway?
Asked Meg anxiously.